Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Rudeness.
Hello.
It's usually your job to be inappropriate, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know what I love about the joke that Travis just made is that I was thinking it, but then I thought, nah, I won't make that joke.
That's just mean.
I'll jump on that grenade for you, Rude.
All right.
Thank you.
I forgot until I read your Twitter the level of dumb we got to that Joe Biden went to Nantucket, which he's done every Thanksgiving the last 46 years, but that somehow something elitist lobster, and Kamala Harris bought a pot to cook in because she likes... With her own money, because she likes to cook for her family. And so that's right.
You're
Fox News. Oh, the GOP tweeted, while Americans are struggling to pay more than ever for the holidays, Kamala Harris is out buying a $375 pot. And you said a decent AR-15 costs at least $500, but that doesn't stop your dumbass candidates and elected officials from showing them off.
Right.
But yes, I was like, wait a minute. She bought a... I was on vacation, so I was like, she bought a pot with her own money? How is that a
She bought a
story?
Pot and so it's okay. That same narrative we've heard over and over and over. Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you liberals were socialists and you believed in spreading
right.
the wealth.
And allowed to buy
every
things.
Penny
yeah.
you have you should be giving to poor people other than the fact that Democrats do donate a great deal of money and try to create policies that make life easier for people of lower incomes.
Yes. And by the way, that pot lasts you for your entire life. So
exactly.
I know it's because my first wife demanded a La Crusette that I had to buy. So I understand about that. I know.
Oh, yeah. No. You get a good pot. That pot is...
Le Crusette.
I have pots that are, at this point, how old are they? They're probably 30 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I know from high maintenance women that demand Le Crusette. You know where I got it?
Le Crusette.
Le Sur Table.
Sur la Table.
Right. That place. What? Hi, Rude. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Hey, no. I was just thinking that there's a great... cookware store in Asheville, North Carolina. Sorry, Sky is being...
Look at the baby puppy. Oh no, he's doing much. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Your point about Asheville? I love Asheville, North Carolina.
Anyway, it was just a cooking reference. Okay. That's all. There's a great cook. There used to be, I don't know if it's still there, there used to be a great cookware store in Asheville.
Right. Okay. You covered a lot of things on Twitter. You said flood the rest of the world with vaccines. Just do it before we ourselves again. Yes. Of course, Trump got exactly zero start on this because America first. Where's my USA? US. America first. America alone. Blah, blah, blah. Joe Biden. I mean, the President Biden has at least, we've given more vaccines around the world than every other country combined. We still need to step it up. As Dr. Redlener says every week, we don't eradicate it anywhere until we eradicate it everywhere. Right?
Right. I mean, but the other issue is that Moderna, for instance, won't give up the formula for the vaccine so that other countries can produce it more quickly. Instead, they're having to figure it out almost from scratch in South Africa. So they're saying it might take up to 3 years to get. I mean, they do have the vaccines that they're getting from other countries. But as far as producing it themselves, because companies are being stingy with the patents and everything else.
So President Biden did that as well. He just called on nations, he called on them to waive the intellectual property protections for COVID vaccines. Rude, I know. This is just, I mean, it really is feeling like an endless cycle, isn't it? That we don't, it's the 60 million people we don't have vaccinated. And here we are again. And, you know, now we're going to have to, who knows? We don't know yet. Do we have to tweak the vaccines? This is going to be an endless cycle of new variants and new.
But that's what happens. I mean, that's a virus. A virus evolves. And, you know, it's going to keep evolving like the flu does. That's why we get a flu vaccine every year. You know, the flu, strains keep developing.
Oh, what was the headline that made my head explode? The Washington Post? Despite vaccines, Joe Biden doing no better than Donald Trump against COVID.
Oh, yeah.
If it's Joe Biden's fault that Trump voters won't get vaccinated, right? Statistically.
I love this new thing, this new GOP thing where it's, you know, oh, it's Biden's fault that everything that the virus isn't going away. And you're sitting there going, wait a minute. You guys are actually doing things to promote people not getting vaccinated. Yeah. I just read on Axios this morning that there are states that are saying if you lose your job because you're not vaccinated, we'll still go ahead and give you unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
And that wasn't supposed to be it. They're just defying the administration.
Yeah, and that's Joe Biden. I told you, Tate Reeve, the Mississippi governor, literally said it's because of the mandates that people won't get vaccinated. Joe Biden ruined it all. They would have gotten vaccinated. I mean, it's complete horse. Oh. Okay, pardon me. Yes, by the way, you said barring the passage of voting rights legislation, Republicans will likely have power over national COVID strategy. Keep that in mind as you read about the new variant. If you don't think a GOP-led House of Representatives wouldn't hold the budget hostage in order to end vaccine and mask mandates, you don't know about Republicans. Yes, thank you. Imagine how bad this could be. Right.
And that's why we keep saying that, you know, you have to get things done now. You have to put things in place now. You have to get things passed. You have to. You know the frustration. Yeah. You sit there and go, in 2023, you know, our ability to get things through Congress could be ended because of gerrymandering and other things.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Speaking of rinse, lather, repeat in the news cycle, let me guess. Did Lauren Boebert say something dumb?
Of course she did.
She always says something dumb. She says
so
is dumb.
She made up this story, according to Omar, about being in the elevator with her and saying, oh, there's a terrorist. Do we have to hear her? Can I just say I started my illustrious career, Travis, by answering the phone at Yuck Yuck's Comedy Club on Hurdle Avenue in Buffalo, New York. And then I graduated to answering the phone at the Laugh Factory out here in Hollywood. It's a success story. Would you like me to reenact? Hello, Yuck Yucks, can I help you? Cut to magically years later. Hello, Laugh Factory. Can I help you? That was me. Anyway, my point is, she is the worst hack on the worst amateur night, on the worst night of Yuck Yucks ever. Oh my God. Okay, go ahead.
Actually, I have an Il Han story for you. So, the other night on the house floor was not my first jihad squad moment. I was getting into an elevator with one of my staffers, and he and I we're leaving the Capitol, we're going back to my office, and we get in the elevator, and I see a Capitol police officer running hurriedly to the elevator. I see fret all over his face, and he's reaching, and I'm like, what? I can't, the door's shutting, like, I can't open it. Like, what's happening? I look to my left, and there she is, Ilhan Omar. Whoops. And I said, well, she doesn't have a backpack. We should be fine.
Oh my God! Did she go there?
Audience of Andrew Dice Clays. Oh.
Oh yeah! Wow. I had to ride an elevator with a brown person.
Oh wait, we're not done. Hang on. Okay.
So we only had one floor to go, and I was like, do I say it or not? I looked over, and I said, oh look, the Jihad Squad decided to show up for work today.
Woo!
Don't worry, it's just her staffers on Twitter that talk for her. She's not tough in person. She doesn't, yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Ilhan Omar tweeted, fact, this buffoon looks down when she sees me at the Capitol. This whole story is made up. Sad she thinks bigotry gets her clout. Anti-Muslim bigotry isn't funny and shouldn't be normalized. Congress can't be a place where hateful and dangerous Muslim tropes get no condemnation. And of course, she issues the usual non-apology, right? Mm-hmm. And Kevin McCarthy does his usual spineless not condemning it. Just, oh, well, yeah. She apologizes and she's blah, 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 right?
If you're only apologizing to those who were offended, you're not apologizing.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. For those and who were offended by my implication that all Muslims are terrorists. Right.
Well, then there was Steve King, you know, that, you know.
Right.
Right.
So wait.
Nazi turd.
Is this the one you quoted? You said Pelosi changed House rules. Oh, Steve King tweeted, Pelosi changed House rules so Ilhan Omar can wear her turban on the floor. The first day a member said to me, 4 pounds of C4 under that would wipe out half of Congress.
Oh, my God.
And you said, I'd be more worried about the Republicans who've actually brought guns to the House floor. But again, I'm not bug insane. Yes. This is what's gotten normalized, I think, or just in general. People, everyone for years is like, oh, Donald Trump's saying what I'm thinking. Like, it's just for anyone to say anything. It's okay for Proud Boys to parade through towns shouting, you know, racist slogans, right? I mean, it's...
Right, and it's okay for... And then it's okay, apparently, to essentially say, hey, I've thought about how you could blow up the Capitol, which is really one of the implications of that.
Yeah.
Is, well, thanks for the plan there, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah,
And it's like, oh, well, maybe then your side should support the checking bags and everything when people are coming in and not having weapons on the floor. The hypocrisy is just endless.
And by the way, who is it? Oh, the hypocrite that went on the CNN and said, you should get vaccinated, and Nancy Mace, and then went on Fox and said you shouldn't get vaccinated.
Yeah, we have that too.
Yes. Okay. But anyway, I mean, I just saw her doing the both sides. Well, you know, it's really both sides need to tone down their rhetoric. And they mentioned specifically Ilhan Omar as if criticizing Israeli policy about settlements or whatever is anti-Semitic. And the same thing is calling for the death of one of your colleagues, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
We're going to both sides do it right into... fascism, but yes, go ahead, Brood. Sorry.
No. I was just going to comment on the what was her name, Nancy Mace or something like that from South Carolina. Sorry, it sounds way too much like Nancy Grace. I thought I had to be wrong. Which jerky Nancy am I talking about? Sorry, there's only one. Never mind.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, she went on Fox and said, you know, I've heard that people that have had COVID maybe 27 times as as immune.
All right, should we do? Well, let's play it. Yeah, 17. Oh my God. Yes, this complete misinformation. Hang on. Yeah.
And one of the things that the CDC has not done, and no policymaker at the federal level has done so far, is taken into account what natural immunity does, and that may be what we're seeing in Florida today. In some studies that I've read, natural immunity gives you 27 times more protection against future COVID infection than a vaccination. And so we need to take all of the science into account and not selectively choosing what science to follow when we are making policy decisions. And you're seeing, I believe, Governor DeSantis is, seeing the fruit of that labor today.
What? Yes. DeSantis is seeing the fruit of his labor. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Rude! That is some bull study. That is absolutely incorrect. Natural. Okay.
Well, it was on Fox News.
Right. Then she went on CNN. How much later?
Like an hour later.
An hour later. Right.
And I've been a proponent of vaccinations and wearing masks when we need to. And we had the Delta variant raging in South Carolina. I wrote an op-ed to my community, and I've worked with our State Department of Health. I've run ads encouraging my district to go and get vaccinated. And when we have these variants and we have these spikes, to take every precaution from washing our hands to wearing the N95 or KN95 masks, more than the medical masks, there is a statistically significant number of people that are protected from COVID when they wear those masks.
Oh my God! In the same shirt.
Same shirt. She didn't even. She just essentially sat there, and they went from one setup to another. You got to at least admire that she knows that there's a whole lot of bat crap nuts people in her district that only watch Fox. That she's like, well, if I want to keep getting their votes, I better say the stupid crap that they need to hear, and that Fox apparently needs to promote endlessly.
Yeah. There's only 800,000 people dead.
Fox requires all employees to be vaccinated or get tested. You just sit there and you go.
Yeah, and Newsmax, they all require their anchors to be vaccinated before they spread their anti-vaccine misinformation, which is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Didn't that one guy just quit because he wouldn't get vaccinated and refused to get tests? Yeah.
Real quick, I loved your piece. I tweeted with picture with two of my mom's nursing home posse, and I just said, thank a healthcare worker today. You know, it's. And you just wrote a great piece. Be thankful for the healthcare workers not being driven from their jobs by anti-vax morons. And you were talking about last year, the country was filthy with tributes to healthcare workers. Workers then given a chance to demonstrate how much we care about them, being asked to do the absolute least to give them some relief, to get vaccinated and wear a mask. Millions of us said, nah, that, I'm insane and I want a party. So you said it would be more honest for many of us to put out signs that said, suck it, doc, and have chanted, you meta bitches. If we had just been honest and said, no, we're not going to do anything. We're going to clang a pot, but not do anything to actually help you.
Right, right. I'm gonna get my kid to draw a nice little sign thanking you. And but no, I'm not going to get vaccinated so that you don't have to go through hell repeatedly over and over and get driven from the career that you studied for years for and that you care so much about.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah.
You said, are we seeing our fifth, really, surge in COVID cases? We are getting ready to put the exhausted healthcare workers through another trip to the hellscape of COVID overcrowding in the ICUs. You said it's not surprising. Large number of people who care for us are saying no, this, and leaving their jobs. One poll of nurses said 76% say people who have not yet been vaccinated threaten nurses' physical and mental well-being. And you just said you're hurting all of us. Not just with the virus, but by making the jobs of the medical workers miserable by clogging the system with your hacking asses. I talked to more people this break that literally have, good-hearted people generally that are like, them, if you get sick, don't go to the hospital. They've just like had it going. They're literally saying, I don't think we should treat COVID patients. People would never say something like that. But we've all been driven to the brink.
Right. And, you know, we're seeing that this has an effect, that there was already a nursing shortage in this country.
Yeah.
And this is actually driving people out of the profession. I mean, you know, I have nurse friends who, at least one of which is considering just bailing.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because they've been through what is essentially a kind of war footing, where it is just streams of patients.
Well, you summed it up. You said the vast, vast majority of hospitalizations and deaths are the unvaccinated. The only reason we're not going to be forced back into lockdown is because of those of us who are vaccinated. So you're welcome, you selfish, unvaccinated. That's exactly how we all feel right now, right?
Yeah. We did what we were asked to do. You didn't, and welcome to Omicron. You know, and if that anagrams to moronic, well, you get to own that.
Yay.
Nailed it.
All right. Nailed it. Mic drop. See you next week. Love you, Rude.
Thanks, Rude. Bye.